could have tagged you. Show has commenced.
It is began.
It has began.
The show has begun. Okay.
Yep.
Go with that.
For all the English majors out there.
Don't want to piss off that smart
audience
that we have.
I love that Family Guy episode where Neil, he dates Meg or Peter signs away Meg to Neil, and then he goes to the X-Men convention, and it's just in that hotel room, and Lois like tries to seduce him.
No, dresses as Mystique.
Yeah, and then he breaks up with her, and he's like, he calls that other girl that he was dating, and he's like, yeah, would you like to go find a long field and do long division in? Or in which to do long division in? Sorry, everybody, sorry. Because he corrects his own grammar.
My favorite part about that part was when Lois was laying on him, and he's like, it's not what you think.
You're bending it.
Because, like, how many times have you been with a girl one time, and she's laying on top, and it's not pointed in the right direction?
Ooh, you're bending it.
And she's laying on top of your shit, and it's like, your shit is, like, straining, like, you better let me up, I'm going to pop. Like, hey, girl, wait a minute. Let me situate my shit a little bit. Sorry.
It's so funny. That's so funny. Totally. That's a good episode.
Approved.
Family Guy, we basically approve anything Family Guy. Mm-hmm. Family Guy has done no wrong to me over the years.
Yeah, there's been an episode or two that's like, you know, it was good, but...
Yeah.
But I wasn't, like, in love with it.
True.
I wouldn't marry it.
Well, yeah, everybody's got a couple, but they haven't done anything where I'm just like, okay. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Now you let me down.
You have officially jumped the shark. Yeah.
Yeah. Like...
Yeah.
The Office is a little bit let me down.
Yeah, it's kind of jumping the shark a little bit.
Yeah, but like Family Guy hasn't let me down. There's been some times where I've been like, you know what? You were not your best today.
Yeah.
But I'm not mad at you.
Because they got like a team of writers and it's like different people doing different shit, yeah. You know?
So it's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, The Office, what do you think about that last couple episodes?
Well, first, welcome to Jason's Basement.
Oh, yeah. Basement.
We tend to do this.
Welcome.
That was good.
That was good.
Jason'sBasement.net is where we live. I'm Jason.
I am Jason.
We are in our seventh podcast.
Eighth.
We don't count. We don't actually. And yeah. I'm off. I think I'm off in my labels. So
yeah, we're a day-to-day operation.
That's how tight-knit we are. But the new office, I don't know. I like it still. It's totally different, but it's just... This is going to be the make-or-break season. I mean, this is going to be it. Either yeah.
It looks like they're trying to set up Jim to be the new boss.
The new guy.
Which would be weird, because he's like...
What about Jim Carrey, though? I thought they kind of set it up to almost be Jim Carrey.
I don't know. I thought Will Ferrell was going to be it.
Yeah, well...
And that was a complete sight.
But in that last episode, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, but Jim is interviewing all the people, you know? And then Joe comes, and she's like, who do you like the best? And Jim keeps talking about the Finger Lakes guy. Mm-hmm. He's like, that guy from who kept talking about the Finger Lakes, he was my favorite, but he kept saying how he has to go back to the Finger Lakes, like, right now. And, like, it was, like, weird. He kept bringing it up, and he's like, yeah, I really want this job, but, like, I need, like, 2 weeks off to go back to the Finger Lakes. That's okay, right? So, like, they kept talking about that and talking about that, and then they kept talking about other people, and Joe's like, no, seriously, who is in the lead right now? And Jim was like, it's really the Finger Lakes guy is in the lead. And then at the end of the episode, they did, like, another, like... little interviews with all the people that interviewed.
Yeah, at the very end. But
and Jim Carrey all of a sudden just appears on the screen, and he's like, yeah, I gotta get back to the Finger Lakes, like, really fast, because my family's there right now, and they don't even know that I'm here. I actually told him I was going on a hike so I could come down here and do this interview, so I really gotta get back to the Finger Lakes. So it's like...
Yeah, so people disappear up there.
Yeah, or something like that. So it's like... Jim really wants Jim Carrey to be the boss, but like you didn't see Jim Carrey's like interview. All you know is that like Jim really liked him. So it's like, I don't even know what they're doing.
That would be
honestly
weird too, Jim Carrey. Yeah, it would down be, to do television like that.
Would be interesting.
Yeah,
it would be that a little
would be weird.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's I don't know either.
That's the thing, like Will Ferrell. I was like, he's such a huge star.
Mm-hmm.
you know, that he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Steve Carell is pretty big though too.
No, but he got started there.
No, he didn't.
There and then moved up.
He went to. He did 40 Year Old Virgin before that.
No.
Yeah,
no,
he did.
Doing that right at the same
get
time.
Get on the Google.
Nah, he did the one episode, the one season, which was like 6 episodes.
Yeah.
Then he did 4 Year Old Virgin. Then he came back and they picked it up for like the series.
But he was in Anchorman and stuff.
Yeah, but it was, that was during what's it called it too.
All right, fine.
I'm pretty sure that all that was during The Office.
Fine, fine. You know what?
I'm pretty sure.
You know what? You're right.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm just not even going to debate it.
Well, you shouldn't, because I'm always right. And I'm black, and I got a ball in my hand. I crack you with your fucking head.
How about some knowledge?
Don't question me, motherfucker.
Hey. Hey. All right, why do they call it happy hour? You go to a bar and see a lot of real fucking happy people. You know what I used to be? He's a doctor.
You know what he called it? Happy hour?
Ah.
Because you ain't at home with your fucking kids. Like, oh, man, I'm so happy I ain't at work or at home.
Or at home.
I'm just going to sit here and nurse this beer for about 2 hours.
In a new Vortex bottle.
I know. What's up?
It doesn't do anything. It's just...
I feel it slows the flow down.
It's pop rap of the beer bottle world. It's just filler. Just think something else to get you to buy it.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
It seems to slow the flow down to me. I gotta turn the bottle when I drink.
Yes. I'm getting dizzy. I'm getting confused. I don't know which way I'm facing now.
Alright, so, hey, I wanted to ask you about, have you heard about that case about this dude from France?
No.
Heard about that shit? Well, anyway, here, let me break the story down. Apparently, he comes over, because he's doing some convention, whatever the fuck rich people do, right?
Okay.
And he goes to a hotel.
They host conventions where they celebrate themselves.
Yeah.
And pat each other on the back.
Jerk each other off and stuff. Anyway, so this motherfucker comes over here and gets called a charge for making someone commit a sex act, which means he makes somebody do something. He didn't fuck her.
Got it.
Yeah.
Just made her do something.
Yeah, made
her
do a little
him
something.
Or him or her do a little something.
Made her do a little Hummer or something right. like that.
Cleveland
anyway,
Steamer.
But twice.
Cleveland Steamer.
Yeah, but twice. It wasn't like, hey, again, suck my dick, bitch. And then,
made her do it
hey,
again.
Come over here and suck my dick again. That's kind of weird. Who does that? Anyway, so this dude caught a case on that.
Okay.
And now he's like in this international fiasco where they're talking about, are they going to send him back to France?
Yeah, because he's a...
international shit, yeah.
It ain't just guy down the street.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so I was like, man, this is crazy. How do you make a motherfucker suck your dick? It's like, okay, let me get this straight. I gotta go past the lips, through some teeth, and make you suck my dick. It's like, she didn't get, she didn't bite down on the shit at all. Like, just with the bite.
So she obviously wanted to do it.
That doesn't make any sense. Wait a minute, he stuck his dick in your mouth.
And then you just.
Vulnerable.
And then you just took it.
The most vulnerable. Yeah, just took it. Just like, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. Like, motherfucker, would. I wish a motherfucker would try to stick his dick in my mouth.
Chomp.
It's all over with. He might as well go ahead and become a woman. I'm taking everything he got off.
Who knows the situation? What if it was gun pointed? Yeah. What if?
Come on, man.
What if his homeboys are all in there too, and they're just.
Is he gonna shoot a motherfucker with a dick in his mouth?
I don't know.
You gonna put a chuck my dick, bitch? I pull this motherfucker trigger. My dick is in your mouth, but I still pull this trigger. Like, shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's crazy. I sat there, thought about that. I was like, man, that don't make any sense. I'm sorry. I'm sure there's some things out there where girls, I guess, have been forced to do that. But me, I can't wrap my brain around the fact that
you wouldn't fight back at all.
You got teeth. You got, soon as he puts his dick in your mouth,
boom.
You got all the power.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all.
You literally got him by the balls.
Exactly.
Literally.
Exactly. I was thinking about this shit all for like 2 days. I was like, you mean to tell me I could have made somebody suck my dick? I could suck my dick right now. Fuck all that. You know what I mean? Like, he just came up with an ingenious, foolproof plan. I never even thought you could make somebody do that.
That's absurd. That's absurd.
I never thought you could make somebody do that.
And completely inappropriate.
Yeah. So, suck my dick. Right now. Yeah, none of that pussyfoot and shit that I be doing. Like,
hey, you want to go out to dinner?
If you're not busy.
Let's go hang out. And then when you're back at the house, you keep just like motioning towards it. Like, yeah, you just subtly like...
Yeah, yeah, I want you. You don't grab her by the back of the head, yeah, and push it in your lap.
Just a little bit, just a little bit.
Yeah, you gotta finesse the shit. You know what I mean? I had one.
It's almost like an art form.
No, I've heard about this dude. Yeah, man, I get blowjobs all the time. Like, how the fuck do you do that? I always gotta coerce some shit. You know, they gotta make deals and shit. Like, yeah, I'll wash the car if you go ahead. Yeah, go ahead and do that. Remember what you did last week?
Oh gosh.
Do you think you can do that again today? You don't get no
approved.
Exactly. Ladies, I'm speaking to the microphone to you. If you want to keep a man happy,
it's really only one thing you got to do.
Yeah, put a sandwich in his mouth and the dick in yours. And everybody.
He will not go anywhere.
Yeah, he'll act like he want to go somewhere. Like, hey, look, I'm going to go out with my friends. Oh, that's too bad. I was going to hook you up tonight. I bet you'll sit the fuck down.
He will, he will not go anywhere.
He won't go anywhere.
He'll be doing dishes, cleaning laundry. He'll be washing the car.
You're about to go to the store. You need anything?
Yeah, yeah, he'll become a knight in shining armor. It'll just be like a 180 degree.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't be here if my old lady told me she's going to do it. I'd have called you up. Hey, look here,
man. I'm busy.
I ain't going to be able to make it.
You're going to have to do the podcast by yourself
go
tonight.
Solo, man. Balls is gonna get wet tonight, player. I can't.
Oh god, I'm choking. Well, that was good.
Yeah, I just thought about that because like blowjobs are so fucking hard to come by for some people. Maybe it's just me, dude. Maybe my balls stink. I don't know.
Yeah, man, you need to clean up.
Maybe
you need to clean your act up a
maybe,
little bit.
Maybe.
I mean, I wouldn't know.
You do. You don't know you sleep though. Oh. Big one passing out around me.
That's why I only drink one beer when I'm with you.
No, we used to, what we do, fucking paint on each other. I used to always get you
a day. Yeah. I got Frugalist on my neck. And
yeah, we fucking, yeah. Don't fucking
I Heart Country. Yeah. I remember I Heart Country on like Dave's face. I think he did it on his face.
No. What's his name? Stat did on the back of his neck.
Oh, yeah.
On the back of his neck, and that motherfucker had to go to work the next day. Yeah,
I read it. Oh, ridiculous.
We're going to have to do that drunk man talking some other time.
Yeah, if you want to hear some crazy podcasts, drunk man talking, maybe if we could ever get that back up and running. We should have guests with drunk man talking.
Yeah, and just fucking get shit-faced and then turn the mic on.
And then turn the mic. Talk about wasting your life listening to some ridiculousness.
That's some of that was just precious.
It was pretty good.
That was precious. Anyway, so what you got for this week?
Nothing. I got no shows I'm going to. Nothing going on.
Really?
Nah. We're not up to date on the shows though, so.
Well, nothing really good is coming out, man. I went saw on Ticketmaster and I saw this bullshit. Like,
yeah, nobody like headliners that are good really coming through that I want to check out. And Background Noise had a couple shows recently, and now I don't think we have any for a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
Trying to create, I guess.
Yep. Maybe shooting music videos and stuff. Oh, there you go. Sound Set's coming up. Mally at Sound Set, along with like everybody on Rhymesayers and Big Boy and De La Soul. Should be. That's not coming up. That's Sunday. Sound Set is on Sunday.
But I don't know. I want to go, man. But that sounds like it's too many people and it costs too much.
No, I think they keep the tickets pretty good, like $40 for all day. I mean, you're talking like 9 to 10 hours of music straight.
True.
All of Doomtree will be there. Yeah, Sound Set Sunday.
But see, that's the thing, man. Like, I hate crowds.
Yeah.
Considering that I'm a rapper, and I like to have crowds when I'm.
But you don't like to be in them.
I don't like. Yeah. I don't like to be in the motherfuckers. People be stepping on my kicks and.
Man,
into me and don't
nothing's
say, excuse me.
Nothing worse than like fat guy with his shirt off guy, you know.
That dude, yeah.
Or like when you go to hardcore shows or heavy shows or like unnecessary mosh pit guy, like he needs to go away.
The fat girl in the half shirt.
Yeah, I mean you get those at any concert almost.
It's supposed to rain this weekend.
Ooh, could get interesting.
That's what I heard.
Get interesting. I remember going to X96, a radio station in Salt Lake, had a concert they did every year called the Big Ass Show. And
they cursed in Utah.
Yeah, wow. That was what it was billed as too. The Big Ass Show.
How did that go on with that concert?
It was at the Utah State Fairgrounds. It was outdoors. One year, Primus was there, and the Deftones were there. And man, these are good concerts. Like the Urge was there one year. It was just good stuff. Coheed and Cambria played one year. Really awesome stuff. So we went there, me and my buddies, Dane and Ben, we all went to big ass show one year. It was the first year I got my car. I got my first Primus sticker. I just christened it right on the back, you know, like did it up, and it rained, dude. It like poured, pouring rain. And, my buddy Ben lost his shoe in a mosh pit and just wet mud foot, you know, walking around. And oh, but we were young, man. It was awesome. Nah. That's what it was about.
Dude, I was like an old soul when I was young, dude.
That's you're in the back. Just,
these guys are good.
Yeah.
These guys are good.
You know, I get up in there, but man, if motherfuckers start pushing and all that, getting mud, fuck no, man.
Forget it.
I ain't getting in no mud, man.
Oh, man, that was good. Primus was
killing it. Because, you know, I ain't got but like three good pants. Yeah, I fucked that up. I'm all weak as fuck.
All screwed up.
How was Primus, though?
Oh, I seen Primus 4 times, and they are just, they're masters of their instruments, you know what I mean? It's just ridiculous. And they just jam, and it's good, but then they also got songs and the high energy, and Les Claypool's a total nut. You know, he's such a weirdo. Completely, utterly weirdo.
You gotta
weirdo.
Be some kind of weirdo to get an instrument to do certain things. You know, you always look back in time at the geniuses of certain music and shit like that.
They were erratic and totally weird and
crazy, like fucking depressed, all kinds of shit. You know, Jimi Hendrix, that motherfucker was crazy.
Yep.
But a fucking genius. Who else? Andy Kaufman, genius.
Crazy.
Well, he's not really a musician though, but.
No, a comedian.
Who else? Trying to think of Christina Aguilera.
No, she's just crazy. I don't know about genius.
But she's crazy,
but
too.
But she's crazy.
Son, she's so crazy, son.
On the tip of... We could just segue right into a CD review. Because I remember on one of the songs... By the way, we're going to review War.
By Pharoah Monch.
And I remember on... I think I was on the second song and... He said, like, I'm the top five, one of the top five MCs alive. And he just says it just straight out. Just like, yeah, I'm claiming ownership on that.
Hey, I don't know. Who knows? I mean, who is your top five MCs? We can do a list right now.
Alive?
Alive.
MCs.
MCs.
Number one, Andre 3K. All right,
he's in my top five.
I think he's probably been on... What's really funny is every time, like, Background Noise has had an interview, almost everybody, like... cites him as a
dude. He's one of the dopest underrated dopest motherfuckers ever. I mean, if you break down the shit he says,
yeah, early Outkast albums, he even when they were talking about like pimping and shit, he's still just his wordplay and his patterns and his he's just a
dope.
Beast, man. He's utterly a beast.
Dope.
And even on like Love Below, where he only raps on like 2 songs.
And it was still dope.
Big Boy's entire disc.
That one verse at the very end was dope than Big Boy's
whole
fucking
album. Oh, yeah, that A Day
album.
In the Life of Andre Benjamin.
Yeah.
I think that's a freestyle, too.
I think it was, too.
I'm pretty sure that's just a freestyle.
But it was still dope than fucking Big Boy's whole fucking shit.
I love that part where he's talking about his son with Erykah Badu.
Yeah.
By the name of 7, and he's 6. By the time I do this mix, he'll probably... Or no, he's 5. By the time I do this mix, he'll probably be 6. We do the arithmetic. You stand against the wall blindfolded. We throw the darts to aint you in the heart and take you back to win some Amani card, whatever. Anyways, yeah, Andre is just... He's just ill. So Andre 3K, for sure.
Okay.
Man.
I gotta tell you,
he's a little cryptic and hard to understand, and he's not like number two, but I guess Andre 3000 is number one, then everybody else is in some sort of order.
Okay.
Aesop Rock. He's just so dense, man. Like I read his lyrics on paper, and I have to Google things and like, you know what I mean? Like I have to piece together anything that he's saying. He never just says anything flat out.
Shit, I can't even piece it together. So that's like a puzzle, 3 different puzzles thrown in there, like I don't know.
You're talking about goldfish
all
here.
All of them the same color.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know which piece goes where.
Let's see. Who else?
I know. I'm like, I said, I brought up the question. Now I can't even put it
in
there.
Yeah. And I keep thinking of dead guys like Big L. Mm-hmm. I love Big L, man.
Yeah, a lot of motherfuckers ripped him
off. I love Big L. There's just those moments on like a rap CD, you know, when it just like, it hits you and you cannot... and you can't shake it off at right. all. And I think it's on the what is it? The young and the or the what's what are the big L? What is the big L albums called? The young and the or the rich and the hopeless or something.
Something like that. Hold on, I'll find out.
There's like a freestyle that he did on the radio, and it's just the one punchline, and it fucking kills me every time. Go ask Beavis. I get nothing but head. It was like, it's just like, you know what I mean? It was like one of those like pop culture, braggadocious, like, to me it encompasses all MC-dom. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, yes, he's full of himself, but he's extremely relevant and he's paying attention to what is...
Lifestyles of the Poor and Dangerous.
That's what it is. Lifestyles of the Poor and Dangerous. And I'm pretty sure it's on that one. It's like a freestyle or whatever. And it was on a radio. And yeah, he says, go ahead, ask Beavis. I get nothing but head. And it was in the 90s and Beavis and Butthead was huge. So it's like a pop culture reference. Right. And it's just... It just killed me, man. Like, that's a great, great line. It can, like, not be reproduced.
Yeah, it sucked that he died, man. That motherfucker was going to be blowing up.
So. Oh, yeah. His whole albums are just...
How'd he die again? He got shot or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Killed in February 1990, released his second album.
A car accident. I guess that could be under speculation, though.
Yeah.
You never know. You never know with those rapper types.
In here, get him up.
Never know with those rapper types.
Get his fucking tinfoil hat out.
So yeah, like Big L, but top five living MCs.
I know. I mean, much as I hate to do it, Jay-Z.
Maybe.
You know, much as I hate to do it. I mean, Jay-Z can come correct.
Yeah.
He can come correct when he wants to, but most of the time he just collected a check.
Yeah. I think Thought. To be... Oh, yep.
Black Thought.
Because to me, he's in the craft. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He has respect and admiration, but he's never had to like become commercial
right.
to get that kind of respect, which is why I almost knocked Jay-Z off, because he consciously has like done commercial moves. Right. You know what I mean? He's done moves specifically to benefit his commercial success.
Right.
Where Black Thought will literally make an album called Rising Down where everything's distorted and it's like totally a dark album, and they'll do that on purpose. You know what I mean? It's like, that's the new Roots album. And
what did you think about How I Got Over?
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
It was good.
Especially, what a difference, you know? Rising Down was that really dark and almost like sinister, and those really like futuristic sounding dirty beats.
Yeah.
And then like How I Got Over is so clean cut and just polished and like almost got that gospel like soul feel, you know what I mean? Like
a lot of. I walk alone.
And I love that one with John Legend. Mm-hmm. The Fire.
Oh, yeah.
The Fire.
I don't really fuck with John Legend no more. He pissed me off. But that's another story. Yeah, that's another.
Black Thought, I still don't even have five. I couldn't do a top five.
So, I mean, yeah, it's too hard to narrow it down. There's too many MCs, but Pharoah Munch has done squeaked his way into my top 10.
Yeah.
You know, making a podcast is harder than I thought. You know what I mean?
So, I know, it's a lot of work.
I know, I couldn't understand.
Oh, hold up.
But you can't talk and answer fucking
no,
text.
No, I can't. I can't type and talk at the same time. See, I'm already screwing up right now. Hold up, Tiki D's having a party. Ooh, that's good, because fiance is pissing me off, dude. Not even gonna lie.
Oh, yeah? Is she on a period?
No, she's just pissing me off. What do you?
That's how women are, you know what I mean? When they get on their periods, so they get irritable. Heard it's because they're holding all that water and salt. I don't know what that means, but that's what I heard.
Dude,
so must be on a period.
It has.
Go check the trash can, see if there's any tampons in there.
That's so ridiculous of you, dude. That's the first thing you jump to, is that she's on her period?
Yeah. Why not?
Because they're not always on their period, man. Sometimes they're just mad because you're an idiot.
Just calling your girl fucked up.
No.
I'm trying to find an excuse for the shit.
I screwed up, and she's mad at me, so it's fine because I'm going to go
gonna take the
somewhere else. Dude.
Stand-up guy you are.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Anyway, hold up. All right.
Oh. Sweet. Lee will drive us there.
Lee? Lee Zhang Lee?
Lee. The only Lee we know.
The Asian Lee Zhang Lee.
Yes, he will drive us there.
Nah.
He has a nice car.
Nah, man. He ain't. He can't drive us, man.
Are you kidding me? Why not? What, you gonna drive?
No, I'm drink, but I'm just saying Lee's Asian.
And?
Lee?
Dude, you're kidding me.
Zhang. Asian.
You're kidding me.
Car equals death. No. No, he's not driving us. Can't okay. you drive?
No, I want to drink too. Fine, then we'll ask Hector to drive.
Okay, No.
Why can't Hector drive?
Hector can't drive you.
Why?
Because Hector always got like 80 motherfuckers in his car, man. Remember last time he had 3 people in the trunk?
Dude, that was because he was picking his brother up, taking him to work, and then he had to pick up his sister and his cousin.
Yeah, meanwhile, we stuffed in there like a fucking tamale. Nah, man, he ain't driving, man. He's not driving. Oh, what? Fuck it. Okay, Lee can drive. Okay, at least he won't drink. Lee can drive.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
If we crash, I'm going to slap shit out of you, man.
Racist, dude.
How's that racist? That motherfucker can't drive, man. Don't try to label me a racist, because I'm realist.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's a fine line between real and racist.
I'm not dealing with you right now. I'm texting Josh, seeing if he's going to go.
Josh Weinstein?
Yes, Josh Weinstein. Do you just forget everybody's name all of a sudden?
I'm just making motherfucker that's like a billion Joshes. Is the Josh Weinstein that we know going to be there?
Yes.
Good. I need to talk to him about my portfolio, what I should invest in on my IRA.
For the last time, he is a cashier at Best Buy. He knows nothing of the stock market.
But he's Jewish.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, he's Jewish.
That means he wears the yarmulke and he celebrates Hanukkah.
You mean tell me Josh don't know nothing about the stock market?
I mean to tell you, Josh is an idiot. Have you had a conversation with him?
Yeah, but Jews know about money. So he's got to know something.
See, you're a realist, huh? Racist.
Realist.
You are racist.
Well, I'll talk to him. I'll weed it out. Whatever.
Fine.
Whatever. Call me racist. Don't give a shit. Whatever.
Okay, just sit tight. I'm going to change my shirt. This black shirt's a little dirty. I wore it all day at work. So let me just change. I want a little something flashy.
What would you say?
I don't want to wear this black shirt. I want to wear something a little more flashy, you know?
So the black shirt ain't good enough? Now who's being racist? Because black ain't good enough.
So, this week's album review, Pharaoh Monch. War. Is it just War?
No, it's an acronym for We Are Renegades.
We Are Renegades. Yeah. But it's just called War. That's the name of the disc. But it's an acronym. We Are Renegades.
I can't wait to talk about it.
Yeah, me too. I'm very excited about this this week's album review.
Mm-hmm.
First off, I was totally sucker punched by the first track.
Mm-hmm.
So the first track is like this intro-ish track where it's just talking, and there's nothing, and it's kind of setting up this concept that he's pitching through this album. Now, it was very futuristic, and it sounded very, almost like a sci-fi movie, you know? And I thought this album was gonna be filled with just science fiction sounds and like very futuristic sounding.
Right.
But it wasn't at all. It was soulful and like really
singing on the
gospel
hook and shit.
And like really funky and like,
socially conscious too.
Totally just flipped me around because I was thinking we were coming, like I was thinking synthesizers and lots of like, you know, futuristic sounds. I thought maybe he was trying to do a futuristic thing.
Right.
But he was just setting up the concept of the songs and maybe the story of the album, not necessarily the sound of the album.
Right. Yeah. It's called We Are Renegades. It's War, in parentheses, We Are Renegades.
We Are Renegades. So it explains the acronym.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Like I said, while I was briefly stated earlier, I listened to this shit, and the first couple times, I listened to it, and I was like, I just sort of half-assed it, because I was listening to it on my way to and from work.
And, okay.
You know, so I didn't really listen, but one morning, I was, wasn't have anything on my mind preoccupying me or anything like that, and I really checked out what he was saying in the lyrics, and it hit me on the 7th? No, the Night Song. The Night Song, and I was like, man, that beat is dope. You know, I was like, that beat is real fucking dope. That doom doom.
Number 9?
Yeah, and the snare is kind of just...
And it like sounds all chopped up, almost like it's skipping a little bit, but it's still got like that really sweet groove.
Yeah, and I was like, man, this shit is dope.
Yeah.
So I paid attention, then the song Hitman came after it.
I like that one.
Woo! Oh, man, I was like, but my shit was the Assassins.
Oh.
When he had the 2 guest stars, and that beat is so fucking... Woo.
Royce the 5'9".
That was Royce the 5'9"?
Yeah, man. It's Jean Grey... is the chick.
She took that chick's name from X-Men.
Jean Grey. Oh yeah, that's where it's from. Mm-hmm. And then Pharaoh Monch in the center, and then Royce the 5'9" ends it out.
Man.
And his Pharaoh Monch's patterns on that song, the Assassins. Whoo!
Man,
he was killing it. The line that got me. This is one of those moments where it's that Beavis ass Beavis I get nothing but headline where Pharaoh Monch, he does that little like engineer. He's like mind control. Make you shoot your best friend in the face. Dick Cheney. And then I was like on the bus. I was like, oh!
That shit was so raw, man.
It was bad.
Even
the
girl was on there. That song,
she killed it.
That song was just raw from beginning to end. I repeated that song 4 times in a row that morning. I got to work with my headset on. People trying to talk to me as I'm walking into my
You're
room.
You're like, nah.
I'm in my own space right now. Don't fuck with me. Cause it's
the worst song on the whole album is Shine. And I only think it's bad just because, I don't know.
How did that one go? I probably...
It's like, in my heart and in my mind. Shine, we gon' shine.
No, I like
we gon' shine. And the beat is just doom goo doom 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 goo doom doom. It's just that xylophone loop.
Yeah.
But he kept doing like his verses were a little weird. Like they almost felt like they were freestyles and they were kind of unfinished a couple times. And it's not horrible. I just really
That was your weakest feature.
Yeah, I just if I skipped that one I didn't miss it. You know
Still
what I mean?
Still Standing was my weakest.
Yeah.
I wasn't really feeling that at all. But I mean it was alright. I could listen to it. I wouldn't complain if it came on.
Interesting guest spots. He has Citizen Cope on that Grand Illusions.
Oh, yeah.
Citizen Cope singing the hook. To me, the jam was the title track, War.
Mm-hmm.
That beat just...
Man.
Oh, just hit it. You just...
Where's that, man?
Oh, killing me, dude. With that choir.
Ooh, man, yeah,
bump, 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 boom. That choir just comes in, killing me, dude. Killing
man,
me.
It's 5 for me.
Yeah, I'll put it right up there, too.
It's a 5 for me. I mean, I thought Pharaoh Monch was dope ever since Pretty Organized Confusion. I got that one of those CDs, so I don't know if you ever heard it.
Yep.
You heard it? Okay. I'm going to send it to you, but... That was dope, but then when he did that one breakout joint, everybody knows that one that you can't find.
Simon Says.
Yeah.
Simon Says, man, that beat alone. You play that in any hip hop club and people are just
everybody knows that song.
Bum 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 bum.
Yet it's illegal to have it.
How many times have I heard just freestyle battles over that beat? How many times have I heard like mashups over that beat like that?
That was a hot ass beat, man. Whoever did that,
bum 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 bum.
Should have cleared it, but
sucks, man.
Should have cleared it, but
sucks.
That shit.
You gotta mind your P's and Q's.
I know.
But yeah, so this I'm giving it 5 downy sheets for sure.
Yeah, go pick that up.
Coming
man.
Nice.
It's worth 10.
Killed it, killing it on the rhymes. The production is nice. I enjoyed everything on it.
Mm-hmm.
Very soulful. Lots of gospel feel.
And
if you wanna go back to church. With some raw rhyming skills, like this is your album right here.
No doubt. I mean, I don't even know what else to say. I mean, it's just a dope ass album. I mean, like I said, once I fully absorbed that song, Haile's Karate or whatever. What is it called? It's a weird ass name.
Yeah. Haile Selassie Karate.
Selassie Karate, whatever. That shit right there had me hooked, and I was like, that beat, that doom doom.
I like that Let My People Go too. Just that little organ. And he's singing on that hook and he's killing it.
How to get over.
Let my people go.
Yeah, that shit right
And
there
I love that second verse where he's like, I hear they be lying to the people, huh? And the beat like drops out. I was like, it's just great little cadence. He's kind of playing with it and he's doing some fun stuff. It's not just rapping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's playing around with it, showing off a little bit of different versatility and a little different style and stuff. Yeah.
This restored my faith in hip hop a little bit, man.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, it feels good. Feels good to hear a good rap album.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, that rapper Big Pooh we did last week was okay. It was a good, decent album, I thought.
Yeah.
I mean, I gave it a 4, but, you know, and it was, I wouldn't say it was generous, but I think it was a good quality album that I can listen to and not turn off. But this one right here, man.
I'll be banging it. That war song. Bump, 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 bump. Bum, bum, boom! When that choir hits, dude, it's just
Yeah. So all you hip hop lovers out there in hip hop land,
get this.
Go ahead and pick it up.
Get this. Yep.
Go to Pharaoh
Monch.
Your, electronic
war. We are renegades.
We are renegades. And you can go to any of your outlets online. I'm not going to say which one, because like I said, they don't pay us to say.
That's right. So go get it somewhere. We will not solicit to a specific business.
Yeah. Buy it and then burn it for all your friends.
I also like, too, it wasn't overly conceptual.
I'm just playing Pharaoh if you hear this.
It wasn't overly conceptual. There was the concept, you know, like how there was that guy who was in the war in the future and he beamed it back to a satellite and then the assassins and things like that. Right. But it wasn't like every song wasn't somehow completely, utterly tethered directly to that this concept. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was loosely throughout it, and then there was like the assassins and the little like skit that sets up the assassins and things.
Yeah, and even the song Assassins wasn't really about being an assassin. You know, they said some stuff.
It's a lyrical assassination.
Yeah, type they thing. Said some things where they said they...
It's obviously an attack on commercial rap.
Right.
Completely, utterly. Like, We Are Renegades, he's obviously talking about, like, rallying against this current situation of rap and commercial rap.
And that's where the hitman comes in.
Yeah, because the hitman comes in and lyrically killing people. And I think the problem is that most rappers that make this album, because it's not a... The thing is, this is not a new concept by any means at all. You know, killing all the commercial pop rapping. Like, this is... The thing is... The reason, I don't know, I guess it gets lost, is nobody out there is advocating that pop rappers have more skill than any of these underground MCs.
Right.
Like, I would be hard-pressed to find anybody to make the battle that Flo Rida is a better rapper than Pharaoh Monch. Nobody's gonna say that.
No way.
There's no, and if somebody does say that,
somebody say that.
If somebody does say that, it's out of ignorance. The fact that they maybe don't even know who Pharaoh Monch is, and all they listen to is Flo Rida or whatever. But like, the talent level is not what the battle is. It's just the commercial success of these synthesizer
how did he
club
get successful.
It's just a club song, man. It's just those club Euro techno dance.
Florida, nigga, Florida. No Florida when I see it. They call it, put a space in between the O and the R and call himself Flo Rida.
We don't need to get into that.
Yeah,
but Jason, five Downy sheets, five dryer sheets.
A first ever. Mark your calendar.
The two double fives.
That never happens.
The double fives.
And it'll probably never happen again. I'm out of beer, but.
You know. Me too. Jason and Jason both, five dryer sheets.
Ah, man. I love beer.
Definitely enjoying it.
You know, Pharaoh Monch, five mics, go pick that shit up. Five Downy sheets, go pick that shit up.
Yeah.
I always wanted to start my own brewery.
Yeah, brew beer in your basement?
Yeah. You down to do that? That'd be our next hustle?
I don't know how to brew beer.
I don't either.
I don't think you do much. I think you just set it up and then you let it sit.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. That's and then you drink beer around it. I'm brewing up this right here, yeah.
Yeah, mine is gonna have, it's gonna have nutmeg and cinnamon.
Okay.
Cinnamon fucking beer.
Oh, I don't know why it just made me think of it, but on that Assassin song, that Royce da 5'9", he's got that line where he's like, "What? That chick did coke right off my dick. I guess she on my coconuts."
I was going to bring that up too.
Damn.
It slipped my mind, yeah.
Plenty of one-liners in there. Seriously, that one line where I got mind control, make you shoot your best friend in the face, Dick Cheney. It's like, he like responded to his own rap. It killed me, dude. It was the funniest thing. It was awesome.
Yeah. That was good, man. I'm going to go listen to this shit on the way home.
That's right. All
right.
So shall we move into some Like It or Smite Sits?
Like It or Smite Sits.
All right. Yeah. Here we go. Like it or smite it. Wonderful. Welcome to Like It or Smite It.
Like It or Smite It.
All right. You want to go first?
Me? Okay, sure. Let me pull mine up real quick. All
right.
Got the iPhone on it, player. Okay, since... I'm going to stay on this theme. Since we started with it, we'll go somewhere toward ending with it.
Okay.
Blowjobs.
Like it. You definitely like it.
How did you know?
Like it.
I mean, is it obvious?
How did you know?
I don't know. How did I guess?
I think you're psychic.
I must be.
Did you look at my notes?
I must be. I did. I cheated.
I
totally cheated.
I knew you did. Nobody would know.
No, the passion in which you spoke of this earlier didn't ignite my understanding in it.
Well, I like it, but it's probably the worst thing in the world. And I'll say it like this. It's the best and /worst/best thing in the world.
Okay.
Because it is the best feeling you ever have in your life, but it's come so few.
Far it just between. Pains you, it just pains you to think about it.
Yet there's DVDs upon DVDs of you witnessing this act. Yet you actually
literally a lifetime of footage.
And yet it just comes so far and few in between. For free.
Oh my gosh.
For free.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, so yeah.
That's, so yeah, I knew you liked that.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
there's no contest.
There's no question that.
Yeah, that was pretty easy.
I'm just saying, I almost said I don't like it because I don't get them often. You know what I mean? So I don't want nobody to have this shit.
Nobody can get it.
First thing,
if I get it, nobody else can get it.
My old lady's not giving me head. Damn it, nobody gets it. That's if I'm president, that's my first law. Everybody, please, first lady. Please, I'm not doing it. Nobody.
What about the give and give scenario? A lot of people say that men do not receive because they do not give on the other end as much.
That's some fucking lie, man.
Yeah. You don't buy that?
I don't buy that at all.
You don't buy that at all?
Not even a little.
Not even.
Not even a little.
All right, you heard it here first.
But I'm just saying she can't finish.
She can't finish.
She can't polish you off.
Once top you off.
Once I'm done, I'm done. Yeah. I'm like, I got mine.
And then you just pass out.
And yeah, I'm going to sleep.
Done.
Yeah, all my day's work is
ended.
Come to an end with that period.
There
like
it is.
Pa-cow, I'm done.
Done.
Yeah, so yeah, you got to do. She got to get done first. But I wonder if girls feel that where they, when they bust a nut and then are they done? Are they just like, just exhausted?
And the way they got to throw the towel in.
Yeah, I wonder if they get like that.
Probably not.
You think they get tired and shit? Like, oh god, I let that out. Oh my.
Woo. I don't know. I know there's probably some women that do, then they're like done. But then there's somewhere probably just charges them up, and they're like ready for round four.
Maybe.
You know.
Maybe. No, I know. It was that one Richard Pryor joke. He said if you got done fucking, and your lady still's wide awake, then you got some more fucking. Yeah. I was like, shit, I ain't never fucked a girl to sleep. Must be something wrong with me. I ain't never just looked over and she just
passed out.
Yeah, passed she's always out. Up doing dishes and washing
walking around, doing other things.
Doing you're, shit, you're and I'm in the bed fucked
you're
up.
You're comatose. Like, yeah, just comatose. Just drooling out your corner.
She's like, you want to eat something? Bitch, don't you see I'm sweating? I'm done. I am done. I'm I ain't 18 no more. Shit, I'm done.
No.
Anyway, so yeah, so if I don't get my job, nobody should get it. My opinion.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so yours, your turn.
All right, like it or smite it. Dance and or techno remixes of dance and or techno songs.
I'm gonna say you smite that shit.
I
like it.
Really, you like that?
Yeah, you know why I like it?
Why?
Cause it's redundant for no fucking reason.
Explain.
Okay, so at the 925 where I work, we play a lot of club pop music. Mm-hmm. And right now, the current motif of club music is very techno euro house dance music.
Okay.
Everyone knows what I'm talking about.
Right.
That four on the floor, just whatever the hell is going on with the synthesizer. And just so here's the thing I don't understand. If the song sounds like this to begin with, we in the club, we rock it all night, why does someone have to go and make another song that sounds like this? We in the club, we rock it all. It's
the same.
You're taking a song that was created for the club to dance and be a techno song, mm-hmm. and you are making a dance techno song.
The same shit.
Like, it. Who is listening to this? You already have it once. It's
you
all.
You like this shit.
This is why I'm saying it. It's pointless. This is man hours that are literally just wasted. Like, it's just literally being thrown out, and it makes me laugh, and I like it because I'm like, this is pathetic. Like,
the same beat.
Like, society has been so watered down to this that it's like, people can make money on just literally making the same song. Like, it's like
recycling
the same shit. Take like a Britney Spears song, right? Mm-hmm. That's made, synthesized to be played in the club. That is a dance song.
If you see Gamey, that song or something like that, or what's that new joint she got out?
Oh yeah, something about your body or something like that.
Yeah. She's so irrelevant.
Right? How about Jason Derulo?
Who?
Jason Derulo.
Come on, I heard he sings his name.
Who's like a pop rapper or a pop? Who's like Kesha?
Bruno Mars.
Okay, fine, Kesha. Kesha. Okay. Goddamn Kesha song. Okay.
Yeah, I don't really know her shit either.
Her songs are made to be in the club. They're. But there's remixes of her songs that are supposed to be played in the club that go. So it's like, I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding? Somebody is actually making money off of this remix? Like, why did you download it? It's the same. I'm confused.
One of the most interesting remixes I ever heard was in the club, and somebody did it with Closer by Nine Inch Nails.
See, that's interesting. Yeah. That's a remix. I'm like, okay,
that was
we're doing something. Or like, even like, if you take a song that wasn't necessarily made for the club.
Right.
Like, what if you heard No Doubt's Don't Speak over like a techno beat?
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, they took this song and made it danceable in the club techno style.
Yeah.
Okay,
this is me. Yeah. I'm put that over.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay, so this is... So now we're turning... You're actually doing... But you are remaking a dance song into a dance song?
Mm-hmm.
That's retarded. Like, what is it?
Well, that's the level of fucking, intelligence or whatever you want to say.
And that's why I guess I like it, because I can walk around knowing that I'm smarter than probably half of the popular culture.
You like this song? Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, do you? Do you realize that this is a remake of a song that sounds just like this?
You don't know that, do you?
No, so it's just stupid. It's embarrassing for most people, you know? It's sad.
Sad.
Have you heard that song where it's like all these popular songs like all mashed up into one?
No.
Oh, they play it on like KDWB sometimes. I think I heard
it
once.
I listen to the radio.
Yeah. So like I heard it once or twice. I think I heard it on YouTube once. It's like all these popular songs just all smashed up all into one. I'm like, see, that's perfect. You don't need to listen to 3 hours of crappy pop radio because you just get it right there in about 4 minutes.
What is it called?
I don't know.
Does it have a name or?
Maybe I can find it.
Okay.
While I'm looking, you can do your next like it or smite it.
Okay, my next like it or smite it would be Dave Chappelle.
You like it.
I smite that motherfucker right now.
Smited.
You know why?
Why?
Because he left me high and dry.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It's like, I used to have my daily fix of Dave Chappelle. You know, I can go in and watch daily, you know, one of the Dave Chappelle shows.
Yep.
Or, you know, he had some stand-up or something I can do. Where the fuck is Dave Chappelle?
He just disappeared.
Where is he? How could he abandon all his fans like this?
I know, man.
Because a motherfucker said Rick James to him too many times. I'm Rick James, bitch.
Or did Little John did the Little John
couch, nigga?
Fuck.
You know they said that to him too many times.
Maybe it just made him insane. You know.
You know he must have, because the nigga went to Africa to get away from everybody. Because motherfuckers were saying I'm Rick James, bitch, too much, or yelling, yeah. I'm glad that's kind of over with.
Yeah.
That was. Yeah. Okay. Little 3-year-olds going, yeah. Like, I can see how that would drive me a little crazy. But still, I still smite him, man. I miss Dave Chappelle. I wish I would fucking... Dave, if you're listening, man, come on around here, man.
Yeah, Dave. If you're listening, Dave.
Yeah. If you're listening. I know you're not, but if you're listening.
If you are. If your cousin's, brother's, sister's, boyfriend's, ex-girlfriend's uncle is listening.
Yeah.
Tell Dave.
We miss him down here, man.
Yeah, we do.
You need a new TV show, man.
We do, man.
You probably wouldn't do another TV show to pay him for his life. If that motherfucker
turns
away $50 million, turns down $50 million, he must have been like, yo, man.
Wow.
It must have been some serious head shit going on with him if he turned down $50 million. I'm sorry.
Ridiculous.
I couldn't say no to $50 million.
Ridiculous.
Anyway, so that's
that's
where I'm at with mine. So.
All right. My next like it or smite it. Archer, the TV show.
I already know you like it.
Yeah,
I already
boy.
Know you like that.
Smited.
Oh, dang it!
Like it!
Oh, yeah, we get the double just because in case I messed it up. Yeah.
Like it!
Yeah! Oh, man.
It's a great show.
It is hilarious television. It is absolutely hilarious. If you've never seen the show Archer, BNC listeners, Jason's Basement listeners, just watch the one with the blimp, with the airship. Hydrogen. It's from season one with the airship. It literally is the funniest episode of the whole first season, and it just kills me. Mm-hmm. All the quotable lines are in it. The danger zone.
That's the one with danger zone?
Yeah, when he's like telling everyone to stop smoking because they're going to burn the blimp up. The whole scene where he's disarming the bomb with the guy from the headquarters on the cell phone just kills me. When we answer in the affirmative on the walkie, we say Roger. Oh, just like, it's just killing me, dude. It's like, it's way too funny. And he gets shot in the foot, and he's like bouncing around in the airship or whatever, and yeah.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
I gotta see hilarious. I saw that one, man, but it was a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta see that one again.
Hilarious.
I know, but I've been watching them. I got them on my DVR.
Yep.
Keep it on my DVR.
There you go.
And that's the best thing in the world if you don't have one.
Yeah, I hear they're just awesome.
Man, you have no idea. But you don't do cable things.
So no, I just do like Netflix, Hulu, and whatever. So I catch them like a couple days later, but I can't like... Like, no, the Archer ones, I can only catch the previous three of the current season.
Oh. So the three that are the three oldest.
Yeah. Okay. No, the three newest of the new season.
What happens? Yep.
Then they just fall off. Like, you can't watch them. Even on the FX, even on their website, you can't watch them.
That's kind of sucks.
Yeah, I know. Lame. I know. But I got season one, like, on demand on Netflix and on Hulu, so you can watch them as many times as you want.
Whenever you want. Yeah. Yeah, you can do, like, never mind.
Yeah,
you
what
need
are
to know my secrets? You don't need to know my secrets.
I have no other like it or smites.
Me neither, man.
Smikes and or slights.
Nikes it or
smikes and Kurtaiken.
You speak in German?
Adolf Hitler. Adolf.
Why? How did you jump for that? I was thinking the same thing. But
drunk man talking, because that's one of the funniest lines that came out of that.
What was that?
Well, like, I always wanted to get head from Adolf.
Even hot mama.
It sounds like dick in your mouth. It just sounds like dick in your mouth.
Dude, I don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
That is inappropriate and hilarious. Yeah. Actually, appropriate, because Adolf is a dick.
Yeah, if there was one dude that I would force to suck my dick,
Adolf Hitler.
Adolf Hitler.
And it comes around.
Let his little mustache tickle my pelvis. Yeah, suck my dick, Adolf.
Oh, man.
Wow, we started it with blowjobs and left it.
There it is.
Blowjob, it seems, is the theme.
Jason's Basement, BNC at gmail.com. Jasonsbasement.net. Backgroundnoisecrew.com.
Oh.
There you have it. Those
one
are
last
all the
thing. One last
those
thing.
Are all the plugs. Well, what you got?
Did you get a picture of an Asian bun?
I did not. No. Nope. I have not been keeping up though. I have some people have sent in baggy pants, man, and I haven't been putting them up. I'll get them up there. I'll get them up there. Baggy pants, man. We still love pictures of baggy pants guy.
Yeah, if you can sit.
If you got any pictures of baggy pants guy, we totally want to see them.
And picture of an Asian and
lone
Cleopatra.
Asian. And then the Cleopatra's first CD. We're still waiting.
Still waiting on that one. That's going to be a hard one.
But yeah, I'll put up baggy pants guy. I got some pictures of baggy pants guy.
Okay.
Nice.
So, but yeah, no Asians, huh?
Nope.
I saw one. He was alone for about 5 minutes.
And everyone came swarming in.
And then like two other dudes came in and sat down. I was like, damn. I was at Caribou, right? And I was like doing some work and stuff, you know, typing on the computer, you know. And I looked up and I said, that looks like an Asian over there.
You're like, I was all excited. Where's my phone?
I was all like, couldn't find my phone for a second. And finally when this slow ass phone gets the picture thing up, then some dudes walk in and they shake. I'm like, damn.
My moment, I missed it.
I almost had it, man. I almost had an Asian by himself. I saw it. So I witnessed it. And on top of that, next, I have to ask you, how was the Pirates of the Caribbean?
I blogged about it.
I didn't read it.
Meh.
I knew it. I fucking knew it. I fucking knew it. I told you that shit was going to be whack.
It wasn't whack. It just wasn't that great. I thought, you know, with the budget like that and it's the fourth, like, I thought we were going to see some shit happening. I thought there was going to be, like, craziness and, like, explosions and the world. I mean, and it was just like...
But the third one, you said they tried to do too much.
That's what I mean. I thought this is just going to be exponentially even bigger than that. You know what I mean? I figured you don't stop. You know what I mean? But they, like, brought it back. They, like, tried to hold it up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And Penelope Cruz's character, like, I just felt really thrown together. It almost felt like it was rushed.
Probably.
It was like they didn't have enough time to work on it, even though it's been, like, what, 4 years since the last one or something?
Probably, man.
So it's like, it almost seemed like they weren't really prepared for
getting
it.
Getting a check.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Penelope Cruz, she's kind of done.
Yeah.
You know, and like she was hot for a minute.
Nah, she's not no more.
Yeah, you know, she's still hot. I knock it out.
Well, on that note,
who was that one? That it's not Penelope Cruz. It's that other one. That other Spanish chick is hot.
Penelope.
In that era of like all the hot chicks, Selma Hayek.
Selma Hayek.
Man.
Even when she plays Frida Kahlo with the unibrow.
I'll kick my mom down a flight of steps just to kiss the nipple. Just to kiss the nipple. Just to kiss it.
And on that note, that's a great note.
Not even a
kick his own mother down a flight of stairs just to kiss Salma Hayek's nipple.
Just mwah. This that good mwah. And that's it. Sorry, mama.
Move!
Foot right in the back of the shoulder blade.
Get out of the way!
Yeah.